Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio. Every Monday for last almost 8 years, I am in this chair and before another chair in different place. Loving my Mondays from 6 till 7 on Channel 1 and from again 6 till 7 Pacific time. We are here on the air with amazing, amazing friends and people that I love to interview and telling their life stories. So I know time goes very, very fast. And today is a very unusual day. I would like to share a little bit maybe what's going on in maybe not my life, but on what the future is bringing. So for next 3 months, I will be having guest hosts in this chair. There are people that people who listen to my show or watch the show probably will recognize as a really, really good friends of the Accent On. So we'll be having Karen, Debbie and Jerry Kane, who for last year he has his segment on Accent On and teaches people financial plannings and just gives us lots of amazing advices about finances. So they will be here with their own guests and they will be teaching us probably very, very smart things. So I'm very happy for that. Next month, probably in November, I will be having Jamila Ford. This is a lady who has her own podcast also. She's talking about working musicians, singers. So something that I care deeply about because I hope people know that maybe 50% of my guests, they are musicians and artists. So that would be cool. And also in December, I would love to give my chair to my dear friend, very dear friend. Her name is Christine Lomax and she will be talking about something very, very serious, cancer. She's a cancer survivor and but not cancer survivor. That's only a little part of her life, although very, very important right now. But she also is a personal trainer. She writes books. She has so many people who just support her, and from doctors, from nurses. And she will be amazing. She will give us so many information for people who are going through the treatments or going through the cancer because she beat the cancer her own way with, of course, help of amazing amount of doctors and nurses. But I think that it will be very, very interesting show. I will be calling, of course, from time to time and maybe even appear from time to time in a studio too. But yeah, and then future is a little different, brighter. So we'll see what the next things will bring. And of course, I will be sharing all my plans on the air with listeners, and I would love to say, hold on, wait for me, listen whenever I will be on the air, and just support my beautiful guest hosts because they are very special people. So, but today, I cannot even say how much I love this gentleman, Władek Juszkiewicz. Władek Juszkiewicz, you were one of the first gentlemen who I met in Los Angeles that are connected to Polish community, and not only. You are a director of Polish Film Festival LA. So I know you probably for 16 years, and we had amazing moments from performing and supporting your beautiful, beautiful festival. Even when this is everybody's festival, it's still yours, 100% yours. Yes. So, Władek Juszkiewicz, one more time, director of Polish Film Festival Los Angeles. Hi, Władeczku. Hi, Władek.
Hello, 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 hello.
Give us close, yeah, nice, close to my.
It's microphone. Nice to be here for I don't know what time, but it would always feel welcome by your warm heart and promoting the Polish Film Festival Los Angeles.
Forever.
For all of
and
you.
Wherever I will be, whatever you will be doing, whatever you will be ever creating and promoting, because I know you have some changes in your life. So we all have some unusual stuff going on that will require probably different way of thinking, different way of relaxing, different way of working. Everything changes, but life is about changes, yes?
Always. If I look back on my life, there was things happened. Sometimes with my input, sometimes without. But I think everything that was changed was for good, for better.
Yeah.
And I hope this time it will be the same.
I will be really, really watching your posts on Facebook, and hopefully we'll be keeping contact, very close contact. About whatever is the future that you are planning, you know, ahead of you. But we have something every year that I am so excited about, to have you here and talk to about another Polish Film Festival. This time is a number 20.
Yes, 20th. It's already 20th one. And it's like yesterday when I started.
20 years.
20 years of my life, yeah.
Of your life, 20 years of Władek Juszkiewicz life. He created this festival that is something that every Polish person in Los Angeles or whoever is coming to visit Los Angeles for this reason is waiting for this day and for this few weeks, because festival is not one day festival. We have this amazing gala opening, which you'll be talking about, which I know that's my, of course, favorite, because of food and great clothes and red carpets and all hugs and kisses, and we know each other, we love each other. So it's like maybe 15 years ago, you know, I was a new person here, so everybody was hugging somebody else, nobody was hugging me. But now, you know,
I was hugging you.
You always were hugging me. But yeah, but now it really is like a home, like big wedding. You go, you know, to this great gala opening and you see familiar faces who are just so happy to be there. And I think you achieved something that only love for community can give us this feeling. You know, you feel like in home in the time of festival.
It was something that people coming, going. The one person which was from the beginning with me believing in it and supporting was Maciej Kołodziejczak from the beginning. It was just, I get the idea and people were looking at me a little like, are you crazy? Polish festival in Los Angeles, in Hollywood. I said, why not? And so he was the one and up to now, he is behind that and involved very, very heavily in the festival. And second was POLAM, the Polish American, yes, Federal Credit Union.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And they step in without any hesitation. And for the past 20 years, they were there. And this year, beside the festival having 20 years anniversary, it's 50 years anniversary of POLAM. 50 years ago, I think it was like six people get together and started POLAM.
POLAM, could you describe, this is a bank, it's very unusual bank.
It's a credit union.
Yes.
Credit union, yeah, as the others, it's, but it works as a bank.
Yeah, private, in a way.
No, it's a non, all the union, credit unions are non-profit organizations, so they generally they don't try to make money.
Yes.
But they try to support whatever community they are in, and this is Polish American Federal Credit Union. So they are supporting Polish community here. And when I came here, first thing I did, I became a member.
Yeah.
And then when you come here without any credit history, etc., there's place when you can go and they will support you, and they will be close to you, because the financial institution generally, you are the number. Here you're a person. So it's really
50 years. And the beginning, there was an idea, years. Probably. What I was meaning by private, that really people who are putting money into this bank, this is like almost community.
You're talking about bank, make the bank, you really have to put some big amount of money.
I think if
I'm not mistaken, this 6 or 8 people, they put like $5 each to start.
That's the sweetest things ever.
Yeah, it was something like was the festival. I talked about this already when I decide to make the festival. Instead of bring the present for my birthday party, ask people to please bring money. And we collected like $800, and it was the seed money. So when you start something, you don't have to have really big money. First is the idea, and then pursue the idea, and this is what happened. And then after the 800, which I printed of flyers or something, there was a Polam who came up, and then other people, private donations, and we opened the festival. That time we were opening the festival in the Television Academy, which it was a great place for us, and we didn't know exactly.
How many days the first festival?
The always festival was 7 days, the same,
so
like
always the same length.
Like this year. Then we extend to 8 to 9, depends. But everything, it's up to the situation, and this year's situation is little different, because we were already planning the opening at the Egyptian Theater as usual, and then Netflix stepped in our way. But Egyptian, and they didn't. They don't respect the contract.
Wow.
So from July, I had to find new place for the gala opening. So there was not many sources, and at the same time, there was no many date available. So
a lot of things is going on in Los Angeles.
It was planned on the 16th of October, but there was nothing that we could do on the 16th. So the closest to was the 18th, and we talked to Writers Guild of America Theater, and then where the festival will get open. So it's because of that, it's shorter, but normally will be at least 8, because the period of movie theaters are from Friday to Thursday. So if you rent theater, so you rent for 7 days, and day before you open, and this year we opening the festival, and the same time we have some screenings, because not everybody is coming to the opening, so we will use the extra day, not extra, the day which we have to screen some of the films to fill the program. So.
So let's make that official announcement, because I want people to know the 20th Polish Film Festival Los Angeles is the dates.
It's 18th of October at Writers Guild of America Theater at Beverly Hills. This time, not Hollywood. And it's place where many festivals are open to. So it's not that it's an unknown place. But
has good parking spot.
I think it's much better than Egyptian.
That's what I was
much better than Egyptian. It's a little smaller, but it's okay. But the parking is really easy, because
people want to know inside the building. That's amazing. So very cool. Everybody who is listening to us, everybody who loves the films and international flavor, of course, and because most of every film has closed capture, so people can...
Every film, if it's not English, in English, it's with English subtitles.
Subtitles, so everybody who loves, you know,
this year,
unusual movies.
This year, we are open with Lech Majewski film.
Oh, wow.
And which is in English.
Oh, he was...
He was filming here in Poland.
What is the title of the movie?
The title is Valley of Gods.
Valley of Gods.
And the main actors are Josh Hartnett, John Malkovich, and John Russ Davies.
Hello.
So, and we are hoping that some of the names will show up. So we are very, very excited because Lech Majewski is a special artist. Because he write, he direct, he paint, he do the cinematography, do some music. So it's somebody who really create very special film visually. And of course, the contents on that. So we are very, very happy and proud that the American premiere of the film will be in our festival.
Congratulations. So that's a very big deal.
Thanks to Lech and the producer, Filip Rymsza, who is Polish too. So we're working together and it's I think it will be great
so
event.
This will be a gala night.
This will be gala opening.
Gala night. We need
with the reception, with the opening part where we present the awards to the films, because as people who listen to us know that we present the awards at the beginning of the festival. Jurors are almost finished watching the films and I have only few left, so we will in a few days know who won in all the category, feature category, animation, documentary, and music debut.
Wonderful. That's a new from last year. Yes, you
no,
added.
It's third year already.
Third year already. Oh, gosh, time flies.
Yeah, it's time
so
flies.
Bad.
Time flies.
So, whoever feels that would like to be part of this gala night, there are certain things that we need to fulfill.
Yeah, the gala is by invitation only. I'm sorry, and this is our fundraising
night.
Fundraiser for the festival. So anybody who support us minimum with donation of $100 will have the invitation and join us for this event.
How people can contact you to get on the list or RSVP their own ticket for
it's
gala?
It's easy to go on a website, polishfilmalea.org, and there is all contacts there. There is a PayPal. So
it's very easy. One more time, Polish, the address. Will
PolishFilmLA.org.
So now we know that. And
I know you will put on the...
It's just, I think I put information about festival
already.
I already put the information. But I cannot even describe how special this night is. Not only this, that the most gorgeous, beautiful ladies in great dresses are there. So I love to look how beautiful ladies are on this night. But we have great names coming to the opening screening.
There will be one more person who is coming. It's Alan Starsky.
Okay.
It's the production designer. He get Oscar for Schindler's List. And he is the son of Ludwig Starsky, who was screenwriter and writer and a lyricist. And we will be presenting a Forbidden Song, 1947 film, which a father of Alan Starsky wrote the screenplay. So it will be something to memorize this time and see the film, which is you know, it is a great one. And one more thing, what happened because we changed the dates?
Yes.
the Rebel Babel Orchestra supposed to perform during the opening. There was a plan.
That was the plan. Yes, we need to really describe what is Rebel Babel Ensemble, because that's the idea behind this band is just out of this world. I don't even know if anywhere in the world somebody just did something similar or will do something similar. So could you tell us, they're supposed to play on a festival, but there will be 2 days before, yes?
Even idea of instead of film, making the concert, because they are preparing, as you know, the Polish Hollywood film composers' music. It's when everything changed, the look who is the heart of the Rebel Babel, he cannot stay that long. So they will perform as a overture to the 20th annual Polish Film Festival on Wednesday. And this is something very special because he get involved in this orchestra's young people, and not that he's like bringing the Polish musician here. No, he use the musician local here. He brings some, but mostly it's here. And it's like a band. Because they mix, but mostly it's instrument like walking band or something. So this is put on the stage, and he's a composer, he's a rapper, so I think he put everything together.
What is his name one more time?
He go by
Luke.
By
Luke. Lukasz. Luke.
By Lukasz, but by Luke and. But his last name is Rostovsky, but
people know him as a Luke, L-U-K.
That between. And I think that we talk about it, but maybe we can
play
some sample of the music of the
head. That's a cool. So we got lucky. We had some YouTube videos, so we transfer into MP3s. So let's play the Rebel Babel Ensemble. Can say that this is very, very unusual ways of treating film music and compositions from the film.
This is part of the Polish composer in Poland, but here they will do the music by Komeda, by Bronisław Kaper, John A.P. Kaczmarek.
So they really are doing something so cool because they are mixing every genre of music. So it's, you know, you can have classical feel from the previous original scoring, but then you wind up with something so bold, so unusual.
The arrangements are very, very contemporary.
Lovely.
And
hot.
And has the spirit and the energy which this concert will be in the room, standing room. So it's not like people sitting and listening. You cannot generally listen to this music sitting, because it keeps you up.
So how many people will be in the band? Because I read somewhere that around 10,000 people already was part of Rebel
Bello.
This
one thing, it was like through the virtual thing, they put together this together. But here, I don't know exactly.
Physically, we don't
know. I was trying to call a look, but of course, in Poland, it's right now.
It's morning. It's middle good of the night, Luke. Sleep
so
well.
So we couldn't bring him here. I was hoping that he can be on the phone with us. So we'll tell a little more about it. But I think this will be something that will bring something that we'll didn't hear about.
Very, very, very cool idea. Very cool. And like I said, the arrangements
I'm glad
so cool.
That some of the composers give the permission to
rearrange
the music and bring to this different level. And it's amazing. I think we have one more.
So yes, we do. We can play it. So let's maybe do it. Yeah,
okay.
I would love to listen.
And probably music we could recognize.
I'm sure people recognize the Komeda Lullaby, beautiful
Rosemary Baby, by Polanski. So.
Beautiful, beautiful, and this is of his live performing, so how cool is this that we have a chance to listen live
and
on
the
Accent On.
And we have a chance to listen live here during the...
That's what is amazing. So, of course, I like that we can hear that people love what they hear. That's how live concerts are. I don't know where was this recorded, in Poland or maybe somewhere else. But yes, so we need maybe more music like that, maybe more unusual. Oh. Okay, now we felt like, well, there. Wonderful. But very cool band, very unusual idea, bringing something from the past to the future and allowed every genre of music to be heard.
But mostly bring people together.
Yes.
Because it's, you know, sometimes the band is coming over here and then they perform and but if you involve musicians from the place, because this is a tour, American tour, they ending in Los Angeles, but they and in East Coast first and then they coming over here to end the tour. So it will be something special. And if you are, the performance is Live House Hollywood on Highland. And it's on Polish, on the website of polishfilmla.org. It will be announced and is on the Facebook of Polish Film Festival Los Angeles. And the tickets, it's eventbrite.com, and we will post those information there. So please come and celebrate overture to the 20th Polish Film Festival Los Angeles.
Yes, so... the date for the show?
16th of October.
And Polish Film Festival is
18th of October.
So, to not get messed up, everybody's going to listen to the Rebel Babel Ensemble on October 16th. And they will be playing, of course, live on 1534 North Highland Avenue, Hollywood, California, 9002-8 and tickets, why not? We can tell people the tickets are between $15 and $20.
I think they settle on 15.
Yeah, so you know, whatever this is, if it's 15 or 20, that's still worthwhile to see the band like that. And we'll be standing, room. Yes, so the arrangements will be amazing. We have no idea yet how many people will be on the stage, but doesn't matter because they do virtual, unusual, probably screen. So it will be very something that nobody saw this before. So please put this on a calendar to know that 2 days later we have Polish Film Festival in
Los
Angeles.
The Polish Film Festival in Los Angeles, which please come over. And then we next, after the opening, we are screening at North Hollywood, Lemley, NoHo 7 and Lemley Santa Monica Film Center. So it's and do two places makes easier for people to attend. So then you don't have to Santa Monica drive to North Hollywood or from North Hollywood Santa Monica. You can go each way, which is closer and easier. And of course, this is not only those events which coming out. For our community, I think this is one of the busiest time of the year, and this season will start on the 21st and 2nd with they call Dożynki Harvest Festival in Jorba-Linda.
You are talking September.
September, yeah.
Yes.
September.
So.
And this is a celebration of Polish culture and tradition of the harvest, and with great food, great music too. So it's Jorba-Linda, but you know, why not go there and have some enjoy some atmosphere. Then it's the 50 years anniversary ball for Polam. It start on the 5th.
It's supposed to be some beautiful event.
October, yeah. And it's polam.org, all the information there. Anybody can join. So if you really want a nice evening with the food and dance and music, there is something to do. And next, it's October 12th, it's every year a Polish center in USC organized, they call annual Paderewski lecture recital. And this year will be something different or interesting about Paderewski. Because there was an idea, Paderewski was a musician, so why to make a musical about Paderewski?
Oh.
And it was the idea of Adam Mickiewicz Institute in Poland to find how the American approach Paderewski, knowing him and digging what he was doing about his life and everything. So this on the 12th at USC there will be a musical about three Paderewskis, Poland, exile, war, and wine. Huh. Because as you know, Paderewski was living in North California, start wineries, and beside, of course, performing and being a president of Poland and bringing Poland independent. Last year we were celebrating 100 years anniversary of Poland regaining independence. So the person is very, very interesting. So how the American see him and feel him, it will be a great experience. And of course the next will be the Rebel Bubble, and the season somehow will end with the festival.
Busy few weeks in front of you. And I know you'll be everywhere, so there will be.
I will try.
Next question is: how can you do that year after year? Because when I look at your Facebook, you are attending so many events. You are just really wonderful soul, trying to just be there for everybody who put some great event.
You have to support others, expecting that they will support you.
Yeah.
And this is like with the festival, film festivals, from different countries. I don't treat them as a competition, as a platform to work together. And with the help of Elma and the boss of Elma, Pascal, who support all the foreign films, foreign films festivals. That we can do this and be there and support each other and see different cultures, because this is what this whole thing idea is to build bridges between different cultures, different nations,
include people, inclusion,
not excluding anybody, we including everybody. So even the program, if you look at it, it's mixed. It's for everybody can find something for themselves, even sometimes it may be controversial for once, for somebody, but not commercial for others. And it's promoting Poland, promoting culture, promoting Polish cinema, but mostly promoting the bridge between people. Because if you look at the world right now, what happens? People are very divided. And this is what is very, very sad, that people cannot talk to each other because of different ideas. Nothing wrong with having believing in something and having ideas, but you have to talk to each other. If you know the person or the idea, you're not allowed the idea to come to you, then if you will never know if the person, who is the person. And this is something that really need to right now. I think we can say fight for it, because it's not that it's given to us, because there are so many people who are trying to, for their own, I don't know what purpose, divide people. So the festival it's really inclusive, and the main idea, it's be together.
Wonderful said. But that's what your festival is doing year after year. Bring people, even when we think it's a Polish film festival, obvious. as multicultural people from all around the world are a part of our festival. Yes, maybe.
Yes, because my definition of a Polish film is not a film made only in Poland. I think that Polish film is the film where the subject is Polish, made by somebody else, not Polish. Because this is interesting to see how other people, not Polish, see us and see the facts,
yeah,
and interpret them. And maybe we disagree with that, but after that we could talk and understand each other. So we have a bunch of film with a Polish composer music, with Polish actors involved in it, and Polish subject. So that way, at the same time, we bring different people to the Polish subject, because sometimes our jurors, there was the one who said that he, when he watched the film and judge, it was first time he saw the Polish film. So it's not that everybody see the film, because first of all, it's not easy to get Polish film if you are not involved or look for the on the DVD or online or something. The foreign films here are really foreign for Hollywood, and this festival brings the film here. Our juror, every year I change the jurors. In each category is different set of jurors, and all of them American. And so somehow, if they decide to be a juror, I kind of force them to watch those films if they want to judge. And the greatest thing is that they doing out of heart. They voluntarily watch the film and judge and have a great opinion about film, like discovering, wow, this kind of film made in Poland, I didn't expect. And there was one juror in this year, and the documentary, he watched the films, and after that he sent me note that right now I feel I have to go to Poland luggage
what I
know right now to deep find out what going on there, what was the country.
Yeah.
So I think we doing what it's very important, introducing the Polish film to foreign audience here in American and Hollywood. I think it's something that could be fruitful if we really know how to use it and take advantage for what we do here.
Yeah. 20 years you are doing that. We have more international jewelers, like you said, most of them are Americans, who discover how amazing our culture is, how talented our artists and actors and movie producers are. You are lucky. Most of these movies are presented on your festival. This year is the 20th festival.
I always want to say that this is our festival.
Okay, it's our festival, but this is really Władysław Juszkiewicz, director of the festival. 20 years of Władysław's life devoted to this wonderful
event. Because
when you
identify yourself, then you get involved somehow. Because I want people to get involved, not waiting for that. But and you can get involved different way. You can be volunteers. You can bring your friends to the screenings. You can make donation to the festival.
Yeah, that's very important, because gala night, this is the night that as a donation night that feeds really the expenses for the festivals. So please go again to the website that is
polishfilmalay.org, and everything is there.
It's $100, but trust me, the amount of food, the amount of alcohol, And amount of great faces and wonderful friendships that will be created there is worth every penny. So please, 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 if you love European culture, especially Polish culture, if you want to be part of it, the 20 years, so it's an amazing run.
This year was the second time that I did the fundraising on Facebook. And so we raised $6,000 on the Facebook. Birthday, of course, for 20 years, every birthday.
It's so if you accumulate the 20 years of money that didn't come to your birthday packet and it went everything into a Polish Film Festival, that would be a lot of money.
Everything we do with voluntary basis, so nobody, we don't have overhead. Everybody works for free, just for the pleasure.
Love
to do this and to support Polish culture, Polish cinema, and friendship and build the bridges between us.
And we have Władek Juszkiewicz, director of Polish Film Festival LA, Los Angeles, 20th year. So how much we are proud of all what he accomplished with a lot of people who, of course, volunteer. So today is also a special day for me because Natasha Mira, which we know Natasha Mira, my daughter, but yeah, she's a great singer-songwriter. She loves film music and scoring music. So she let me play her first time on my show, her second release, second single that will be part of her album. So it's called Invisible Hero. So I am so excited to hear Natasha Mira. Yes, let's listen to Natasha Mira, Invisible Hero. Thank you for listening, Natasha Mira, great. Invisible Hero, premiere on LA Talk Radio on Accent On. I'm very, very proud of my daughter. And I think you will be so proud of the story behind the song. Imagine the score for the song was written by Polish composer from Wrocław. His name is Patryk Selina. He writes amazing music to so many games and films. And they just got to know each other via Facebook because of first Natasha Mira song. And Natasha asked Patryk, can he send her the score for this, for the song that she wrote, melody on the top and lyrics. And Patryk sent her. And of course, Natasha wrote this beautiful song, recorded. Now they are wonderful friends. We cannot wait to meet Patryk in Wrocław, person to person, because I know they will be writing more and more. And of course, Jonas Wiewiór, that Natasha also recorded a beautiful song that they composed together in time when we were in Poland, in Wrocław, which is a part of the album. So we have amazing Disney style of song that is above and beyond gorgeous. And Jonas Wiewiór, this is the gentleman who you brought to my show 2 years, I think, ago. And
He was here with his short animation.
Yes.
And he right now study in Potsdam in Germany. And he was in Switzerland for a special course animation. And right now he is resting in Poland before he started next year in Potsdam.
And yesterday he had birthday. So his Jonas, birthday happy birthday to you. And yes, your song is ready. Natasha album is recorded, 10 songs. Cover is ready. Everything is ready. Just we need a little bit more time to settle our life in a right way. And then promotion, we need to help this album to be heard. But like I said, The Invisible Hero was written in collaboration with wonderful Polish film composer Patryk Scelina. Hi! So hopefully we'll meet him soon. And the same, we'll see one more time Jonas Wiewiór and the song that they wrote in Wrocław is out of this world. It's just beautiful. And we recorded here with a very, very known producer in Los Angeles. So, you know, all is okay. Like you said, the community is just doing something very special, the Facebook community, because people really are getting closer to each other. We have a right to
building the bridges.
We are building the bridges, and music and art has no borders.
No borders.
And
knowing each other, we can understand better each other and create something much, much better than doing something by lonely by yourself.
So, because, like I said, I have a little tiny break from Accent On. I will be having these amazing friends of mine to coming from time to time and just doing my job very, very well. But today, there was a special day because you are my just like beautiful closure. I had a very good show that on a camera. It was called The Best of Poland in Europe. And Władysław Juszkiewicz was my first guest on this show. Today, I have you just 1 month before 20th of Polish Film Festival. So I am so proud to have you here with us.
I'm very honored to be here.
I love you so much forever. We'll be friends. And I know we'll be in touch. And I don't know how many festivals you'll be having in front of you. But I know you'll do something very, very special. And you will have time to read the books, like you said, a lot of books. So for today, I would love to say I love you all. And I cannot wait to just be here again and talk to you from wherever I will be. And I promise I will. And so right now, I think I will just close this show with a short version of my song that is called Faith. And Happen is little Spanish flavor. So, hey. Multiculture, why not? I love you people. Bye.
Bye.
Faith, somehow I feel like you keep my faith in everlasting love that we have. Day I need to lean on your strength.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.